Mr. Chairperson, Your Excellencies, Mr. Director General, ladies and gentlemen, it is Singapore's honor to be here today to participate in this plenary session to discuss the state of food and agriculture in the world. Once again, the Republic of Singapore thanks all member nations for supporting and warmly welcoming us into the FAO family. FAO's report on the state of food and agriculture have provided valuable insights on the challenges to food security and the possible ways to address these challenges. Noteworthy is the need to focus on food systems to address undernutrition. Indeed, an appropriate food system will determine the type of food available and acceptable for food for good nutrition. Singapore is not spared from the challenges to food security. Singapore notes that resource constraint is reported as one of the key challenges and that there is a need to increase sustainable agricultural productivity. Resource constraint is something that Singapore is very familiar with. As a small country with only 700 square kilometres, Singapore has very little land available for agricultural production. However, we believe that local production of some key food items is an important supplementary strategy for Singapore's food security. But we'll have to ensure that productivity of our farms in a sustainable manner. And we do this through research and development and the adoption of appropriate technology. For instance, Singapore's molecular research to aid in the selective breeding of sea bass allows for faster growing fish, leading to higher production and food availability. Another example is Singapore's first vertical farm, which rises up to 9 to 12 metres for our growing of tropical vegetables. It adopts a new technology that can potentially yield 5 times more vegetables than that of a conventional soy-based farm. It is also low in energy consumption as it is a water-driven system. Secondly, Singapore supports the need to look at a broader food system and not just at the production end to ensure food security. Reducing post-harvest losses, recycling of food to create new food products or alternative animal feeds, as well as reducing food wastage along the whole supply chain, are also important in availing food. And these are measures which Singapore is seriously looking into. Equally important is that the food must be safe to eat and does not pose any risk to the consumers. For instance, excessive use of antibiotics could lead to the emergence of resistant bacteria in farm animals and become a source of infection for humans. Or intensive farming practices can facilitate the spread of diseases such as avian influenza. Hence, we must establish and adapt food safety and animal health management programs appropriately to maintain effective control. Lastly, it's important for the world to continue to have a functioning, a free and open market so that food is moved from where it is produced to where it is needed, thus benefiting farmers, benefiting food processors, and most importantly, benefiting the consumers. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the issues we discussed in this plenary transcend national boundaries. We must therefore seek to forge win-win partnerships. We must therefore share and work closely with one another to achieve our common goal of ensuring food security and nutrition and eliminating hunger. And Singapore will do its part to contribute to achieving this goal. Thank you very much.